So once we can eventually treat, just like the influenza, we have antivirals that you can take to treat it. But if you want to prevent it, get the vaccine.
Rich Larkin is the immunization program manager for the Utah Department of Health. Although development of a vaccine is a key factor in the successful long-term management of the coronavirus, experts say it may take another year or longer. Why is that? According to Bart Tarbett, a research associate professor at the Institute for Antiviral Research at Utah State University, it's important to understand that there are two processes in providing a vaccine for the public. First, development of a vaccine that is both safe and effective, and second, a rapid approved manufacturing process to produce enough vaccine to meet the need. An example of how this works is with the annual influenza vaccine.
Actually, this time of year, the World Health Organization is actually looking at results, data, from all the reference laboratories around the world that have been testing for influenza, and they are making a prediction on what we'll need next fall. Why they're doing it now is to give the manufacturing companies 6 to 8 months lead time to now make those millions of doses that are necessary.
Because of the lead time, there can be a mismatch due to mutations in the influenza virus that occur in June in the southern hemisphere, where it is winter and flu season.
So that even though it's a different virus isolate used for vaccine manufacturing, the entire manufacturing process is identical. So the FDA allows that to be fast-tracked, meaning if it meets certain quality standards, it just can be licensed. A brand new vaccine, okay, like this one will be, has more regulatory check marks to meet because it hasn't been shown to be effective before.
But regardless of this fact, the coronavirus vaccine is happening in a rapid manufacturing time frame. Tarbett says there are at least 8 different organizations, private companies, governments, and academic institutions currently involved in researching a SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, including 2 companies in the United States who are actively pursuing vaccine trials.
Vaccine trials can even be very long-term because they have to vaccinate people, and then in that same geographical area in which they've been vaccinated, they're looking for other people who have not been vaccinated.
For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Harriet Cornacion.